AP News for this Sunday, April 16th. I'm Jackie Quinn. Gun violence has burst out in several communities, leaving lives shattered. In Dadeville, Alabama, Sergeant Jeremy Burkett says four people were killed in a shooting at a birthday party. He spoke on WTVM-TV.
Four lives tragically lost in this incident. And there's been a multitude of injuries.
About 20 people in all were shot at this party, a local pastor says. Most of the victims are teenagers. In Cyrus, Minnesota, the grief is palpable. A police chief in tears, announcing the death of Deputy Joshua Owen, who was responding to a domestic dispute on his 44th birthday. Owen and two other officers were shot responding to a domestic dispute. The suspect was also killed. And two people are dead after a shooting at a city park in Louisville, Kentucky. Metro Councilwoman Donna Purvis on WHAS.
I can't understand the rage and the anger of wanting to hurt someone.
It's less than a week after five people were killed inside a Louisville bank. There were abortion rallies around the country this weekend, days before the U.S. Supreme Court will weigh in on a Texas judge's order to stop distribution of a leading abortion drug. Vice President Kamala Harris, heard on KABC, rallied in Los Angeles.
Stand up and fight for and protect our ideals.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy, who's a doctor, says he thinks all the abortion issues should be decided by individual states.
In my state, we are a pro-life state. Mm-hmm. We have legislation which is far more pro-life than it is in, say, California.
A top Ukrainian official says more than 100 Ukrainian prisoners of war have been released in a major exchange with Russia. This is AP News. Broadway, music, and movies.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. Jessica Chastain gets so into her role as Nora in the Broadway production of A Doll's House that she asked director Jamie Lloyd if she could skip the curtain call. Lloyd told her no.
Jamie helped me understand that the curtain call's not for me, it's really for the audience.
Guitarist Mark Sheehan of the Irish band The Script has died at the age of 46. The band said in a statement Sheehan died Friday after a brief illness. Their biggest song in the U.S. was Break Even, which hit number 12 in 2008.
All right. That's a goal.
The Super Mario Brothers movie has set a record for the best-earning second weekend for an animated film. It brought in another $87 million this past weekend, according to studio estimates. It has earned $678 million worldwide, becoming the biggest film of the year in just two weekends. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.